Hi, this is a dictation for Kimora Alif, KIMORAALIFF. Date of service 1-7-2022, date of birth 9-26-2004, and date of accident 6-26-2021. Ms. Kimora Alif is here for a follow-up evaluation. For an automobile accident, she was injured in a rear-ending accident as a Western driver. The impact led to head injury along with symptom of TBI, which included dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. In addition, patients started suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back, specifically, and middle back, both shoulders, with radiation or radiculopathy to the left arm and left leg, and involvement of the first four fingers. The patient has undergone physical therapy, chiropractic treatment since the time of accident. With moderate relief, the patient reports that she has almost 80% improvement in her symptoms. However, the lower back pain does remain, and the upper left shoulder and neck and the upper back area on the left side is still quite painful. Her pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 8, with ability to lift the arm up to 110 degrees. The patient has difficult time abducting and flexing the arm and cannot carry any weight. Despite all the physical therapy and home therapy, the symptoms have continued. In the right shoulder, the pain is improved and is only one or two or three sometime, and she is able to lift her arm all the way to 160 degrees abduction. The pain in the lower back is 4 and upper back is around 8. The patient has been seeing a neurologist for her TBI, Dr. Newman, and she's seeing a neuropsych, Dr. Weiss, and she also has a weakness of the left arm, and she drops things out of the arm. The neuropsych evaluation was done on December 9, 2021, where it is discovered that the patient requires extended period of therapy for neuropsych to be able to help with the PTSD and adjustment disorders. The patient is continuing therapy with Dr. Weiss at this time, and she's also referred to a psychiatrist in this regard to continue. In addition, all the physical therapy and chiropractor. The patient reports pain levels vary from 4 to 7. 80% pains are reported relieved. The ADLs that are currently affected is mood, which is 6. Work is 6. Rest of the ADLs are not affected beyond 5. In the system review, currently patient reports that she is suffering from headache without dizziness or vertigo. She suffers from vision disturbance, ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, loss of memory. She has no loss of balance or loss of equilibrium. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motions, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, shoulder pain, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has diarrhea and constipation, digestive stomach pain, but denies any nausea, vomiting, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, patient has frequency of urination, but no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, she reports that her walking ability has gotten much better, and she can balance enough to walk, but her feet are now inverted. However, overall, she has definite improvement. Patient reports no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. patient has been using marijuana as well as alcohol to control some of the pain. Compliance this patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 110 over 75, pulse is 69, temperature 98.1, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will come from the previous visit of 12-2-2021, dictation number 1207-035. There is the following modification in the findings. The general review remains the same. In the musculature examination, is all negative. And please mention that no muscle spasm is identified. All the muscles have normal tone, bulk, and contraction. And no clonus, fasciculation, or abnormal tremors are identified. No muscle spasm are noticed. In the musculoskeletal examination, the inspection palpation is from the previous visit. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle hypertrophy, none is present. Cervical spine range of motion is completely normal. At forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, the patient has forward flexion of 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35, and hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. Hoffman sign negative, Sperling is negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative, myelopathy signs are absent. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Bregar test negative, Camp test negative, Babinski test is negative. Sacroiliac joint examination does not reveal any tenderness of the sacroiliac joint. Standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, bilateral sacroiliac joints are non-tender, and distraction test is negative, Faber test negative, Gonsalon test negative, Trendelenburg sign is negative. The examination of the shoulder, the examination of the left shoulder is positive. However, the right shoulder is completely normal. The examination of the knee and the wrist is completely normal. And Tinel's and Fallon sign is negative on the left side. And the lower extremity, which includes hip, knee, and the ankle and foot, are all completely normal. They're warm to touch, well perfused, and motor power is normal, reflexes are normal, sensation is intact. Only the left shoulder is positive in the sense here. On inspection, the shoulder joint on the left side appears to be completely normal with no dislocation or any other finding. On palpation, there are no tender spots. The contour of the shoulder is completely normal. No dislocation, fracture, tender points, or muscle spasm noticed. And the range of motion is limited to 120 degrees. Of abduction on the left shoulder, beyond which the pain starts in the rotator cuff region. The special tests that are conducted for the left shoulder are positive, which include Hawken-Gunnery test, speed test, and ear test are positive. The anterior and posterior apprehension is positive. Drop arm test is positive. There is a definite weakness of the arm on the left side, and the motor power is 4x5. Sensations are, however, intact. In the hand and wrist, Tinel's and Fallon's sign are negative, and gait is completely normal. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient should continue her neuropsych therapy with Dr. Weiss, as well as to continue neurology visits. The patient should continue psychiatry visits. She has been offered to go to Children's Hospital for any treatment. An MRI of the left shoulder without contrast is ordered, and just to evaluate for rotator cuff tear. The patient can continue on naproxen 375 twice a day for help with the healing. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day just for muscle relaxation, and lidocaine gel 3% for the topical relief. Patient is otherwise stable and she's going to be seen in 1 month's time. She's quite satisfied with our treatment. There is no injection treatment on horizon at this time. Her MRI shows minimal issues of bulging disc at L5-S1, and I do not believe, given her age, that she will require a cortisone injection. Cervical spine is completely normal, MRI 2. Thank you.